Hey, Charlotte fan, with Sarah Mick and Jono with Maury, celebrating the life and times of Hobart radio and TV legend Bob Cook. That's Kesha, this is me.
And that is probably a very good summation of my friend Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
No
right,
apologies,
mate.
This is me.
Yeah. No, fantastic. Dan, thanks for coming in today.
No, it was great. Look, I'm sorry we didn't get to all your phone calls. Really appreciate your memories and your thoughts about Bob. Just a couple of things I wanted to talk about before we wrap up. And thank you guys for extending this as well.
No, thank you, mate.
Right. I really appreciate what you and the management here at HO have done, and they've looked after me as well, and I appreciate that. The Pope came to Tasmania, I think it was about 1996, 97.
I remember that, yep.
And dear Paul Shirley, who was our GM, I don't know whether he's a lapsed Catholic, but he said, look, why don't we just, you know, do a live broadcast
cover
the Pope's arrival. So the Pope arrives at the airport. He was going to come up Liverpool Street into the city, and then I think they had a big sort of mass out at Elwick.
Well, the third was running at Elwick, and he wanted to get a bet on.
Anyway, the Pope visit. Okay, so we are doing a live broadcast from upstairs above Alison Hawker in Liverpool Street. You obviously can't get there's no veranda, so we're looking out the window to see when the Pope mobile's coming up. And then someone rings us off air and says, oh, you know, the Pope's been delayed. And I thought, oh, what's he doing? You know, he's had a refresh stop or blessing the kids or whatever on the way. Anyway, so we're ad-libbing. And we've got to make up the stories. We had a bit of a little fact sheet about the Pope. Things you can say, things you can't say. Bob ignored that. Come on, Bobby. And we'd talk about, how much the Pope mobile weighed and where it was made and all of this sort of stuff. And then finally we say, oh, here comes the Pope. And whoop, there he goes, said Bob. Because I thought he'd sort of crawl up Liverpool Street, but he was flat chat.
He was in a hurry.
He wanted to get the lights on the corner of Murray Street. Anyway, the one that a few people have mentioned was the one we did, and I think this was 84 or 85. It was just before Easter. And Paul Shirley, the manager, came on the air about 25 past 8 and said, I'd like to apologise for what Cook and Moore said earlier this morning. And as the manager, I now have they will be suspended.
Oh, God.
And that was on Easter Thursday. And on Easter Monday or Easter Tuesday, we were suspended in the mall from a shipping container.
Yeah, no, man.
Famous.
Yeah. So,
and you were petrified of heights.
No, it was only about, you know, a couple of metres off the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, no. I wouldn't have done that.
No, it says.
I wouldn't have done that, mate. Yeah, so, look, I've got some happy memories, and that is what I've got.
Good
and that's
you,
what
mate.
We've all got. We've got the memories of Bob, and they won't diminish at all. But, again, thank you for your guys.
No, thank you, Maury. I know he was like a brother to you.
He was like a brother.
So, I hope it helps you a bit too.
It does, because reminiscing and talking about it and, you know, and just sort of catching up with some of Bob's mate and family, it's been cathartic, I think.
Good on you,
but
mate.
But anyway, thank you, guys, and thanks for everybody that called in.
We'll always have this.
We will.
Don't forget Saturday night, everyone, outside Coles.
8:30.
Oh, yeah. See you there.
He's on.